Day 245, God the Victimizer. You see, I believe that most of us at one time or another have felt like we are a victim of God, as quoted from the book Victor Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 35. Victim of God, is that even possible? I can tell you from experience, it can sometimes feel like God is a big kid in the sky with a magnifying glass, and we all are a bunch of ants. When it comes to circumstances and the evil that can surround those circumstances, it can sure feel like we have a big target on our backs. If nothing more, the very fact that God has the power to do anything he wants can sometimes cloud the issue of who is the victimizer when bad times hit our lives. I can tell you this, if God is the one pinning that target on our backs, then evil has to be a part of who he is. The Bible has something to say about that possibility. Check out today's Bible reading with me now. Don't let anyone under pressure to give in to evil say, God is trying to trip me up. God is impervious to evil and puts evil in no one's way. The temptation to give in to evil comes from us and only us. James 1:13, The Message. God isn't sitting in heaven thinking up ways to make our lives miserable. Is that something you would do to your children? Remember, that's what you are. You are God's child. With that said, God's plan isn't something that we will ever be able to completely figure out. All the victor can do is to trust in the goodness God says he has planned for his children. When bad times hit, I have to be honest, trusting in those bad times being anything but good is something that makes me view God in a light that just isn't true. What these talks are doing for me is driving home the fact that I am more than the sum of my circumstances. If I simply let what happens to me be the judge as to who I am in this world, the result is a roller coaster kind of life. When times are good, I might be able to think like the victor God intends me to be. When times are bad, how could victor living ever be something I could consider? All I know is that the victor has found a way to rest assured in his or her identity and to live from the place of power, trusting God's plans are always better than our reality. Victim thinking is a guarantee when we look to this life for proof that our victor status is intact. Trying to blame God for the bad things that come into our lives from time to time does nothing but compromise our eternal identity as God's child. This puts us in a place where it is completely up to us to prove our standing as a victor. Left in that position, the victim thinker is doomed to sink deeper and deeper into the pit of universal victimization. Sooner or later, there just won't be anyone left in the victim thinker's life to blame for all the challenges they have faced over the years. That is a bleak and dark place to go. Few ever return from that place, and the tragedy of our souls being that lost is one that makes life such a waste. We all need to wake up to the fact that the pressure is on. The evil in this world wants to hijack your day and eventually your life. Evil wants you to believe with enough conviction that God is the ultimate victimizer, that God isn't worthy of our trust in him, that the identity as his child is a useless and powerless identity. Evil is going to get you to believe these things so that you will waste your time, like we all have in the past, chasing temporary roles to try and establish a lasting identity for ourselves here on earth. That's victim thinking taken to the extreme, and it just doesn't work. Don't let your day be hijacked. Don't give in to the pressure to let evil rob you of your power to be who God made you to be. If something bad happens today, hold on to the fact that you are a victor no matter what your circumstances look like. If something good happens today, hold on to the fact that you are no more of a victor than if your good is replaced with bad. God is impervious to evil. You have been made in his image. There is something about that image inside of you that makes it possible for you to walk out this life as a victor, even when evil is doing its best to make you think like a victim. Live from the place of a victor and push victim thinking away from all you do today.